Malcolm X wanted to put him on the level that he deserved. And some of y'all right now say, well, why he honorable? Why he got to be called honorable? But we don't have no problem when we in court and the bailiff says, everybody stand for the honorable judge that's about to put you in jail. You don't got no problem with that. But you got a problem when a black man is called honorable. But if you look at his work is an honorable work. Is the work of the judge honorable? When you were jaywalking, he give you 6 months for jaywalking? Or even better, you didn't do anything. And you go to jail for 10 years on death row and you weren't even guilty. But you call him the honorable judge so-and-so and never protest. Now, Malcolm X represented the Nation of Islam on television and on radio all over the country. So, see, as Muslims today, we can't throw him in the trash can as if he hasn't done anything to help the nation. We can't do that. Because I know I wouldn't be, if I would have never read the autobiography, I don't know if I would have came this way. I may have been in jail somewhere by the honorable judge so-and-so. Y'all with me? So now, but see, you have to understand, Malcolm X and the honorable Elijah Muhammad, they had a father-son relationship. The honorable, see, the movie tries to make you believe that Malcolm X was poor. Malcolm X was in no means poor. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad paid him a salary of $1,000 a week. Now, you may be saying, well, you should say, damn, I don't get paid $1,000 a week. In 2005, we're talking about in the 1950s when you can go get a loaf of bread for a nickel. You could get on the bus for a dime. Coming and going, three transfers. Cost you a dime. Today it costs you $2, right? This man was getting paid $1,000 a week. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad told him, look, don't even step out of the house if you don't have $500 in your pocket. You can't even move. You can't even go check the mail if you don't have $500 in your pocket. Because he put Malcolm X on the level of a world leader. Are y'all with me? And you can't be no world leader worrying about where your money is coming from. You a world leader, but you poor. No, Malcolm X was not poor. Malcolm X lived in a mini mansion in New Rochelle, New York. He didn't pay the mortgage. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad paid the mortgage. Malcolm X drove a brand new Lincoln. The one at Malcolm X College is the one that was bought and paid for by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He paid the note on the car. He paid the utilities at the house. Why did he do that? Did he do that because he hated him? Because he was jealous? Because he didn't want his man to be successful? Or did he do it because he loved him and wanted to exalt him in the eyes of the people? Now, all praises due to Allah. We're talking about a man who was an ex-con. Some of you been to jail. You can't even get a job, right or wrong. You join the NAACP, they not going to make you the director of the NAACP as an ex-con. You join the Urban League, they may be looking at you funny. They not going to put you over the money at the Urban League as an ex-con. You join the church as an ex-con. They may let you in the choir. They ain't going to let you lead the choir as no ex-con. Black folks, you can't even get a job as an ex-con. Some of your own family members are ex-con, and you look at them funny. Like Pookie here, you know, make sure we ain't leave no money out. Pookie coming over today, you know he was in jail. You know, I don't know, you know. And it's your own family. But here's a man that took a man that was in jail that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted him just like nobody wants you. Whether you've been to jail or not, the church don't want you. Go there and don't tithe and see what they say. The white folks don't want you. The mayor don't want you. Blagojevich don't want you. You understand what I'm saying? University of Illinois, they don't want you. The only person that wants us is God himself. Everybody else has rejected us. So now, all praise is due to Allah. This is a man that took an ex-convict and made him a world leader. Malcolm X, when Fidel Castro came to New York,